Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
And welcome back to Richmond Royals Baseball Park. Go to the bottom of the fourth inning, 3-2 New Munich with the lead. It's going to be Zach Koltas, Aaron Ink, and Austin Arsenault.
Looks like Ethan Navratil is warming up in the Farming Flames bullpen.
It's interesting here how one is going to manage this game, Don.
Yes.
Because
there is going to be another game for
exactly.
One of these teams.
So Dale Schrader has Winkles that has thrown four innings now. Does he go with Navratil? I don't know. First pitch to Koltas, a strike. There's a pitch outside a ball, and 1-1. A
couple young guys warming up. Brandon Eink.
And Will Mergen.
Okay. Probably get some substitutes in this game along the way.
Pitch to Koltas is high for a ball, and 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Of course, Tyler Schrader could throw if needed. This one popped right on top of us here. That went right over Tom Niehaus and Bob Vogt and Ruth Ottman. You didn't have the fishing net out or nothing like that? No. Two balls, two strikes. Koltas, a little swing right at the end when that ball's crossing, chops it back to Nick Stengler on the mound, and 1-3 in the putout of Zach Koltas.
Good pitch by Stengler, and that he jammed Zach big time on that one. Well, we got a lot of guys warming up.
Bring Aaron Eink to the plate.
For Farming.
Aaron bounced to short in his only at bat. 3-2 our score here in the fourth. And Eink pops this one up, shallow right center field, and that's going to fall in between the triangle of Hinnenkamp, Funk, and Funk. In no man's land, right, Don?
There's no man's land, yep.
That one had eyes on it. That's a base hit for Aaron Eink.
Chad had a little bit of a bead on it. He knew where it was. He just couldn't quite get to it.
That'll bring Austin Arsenault to the plate. Austin 1-for-1 today. Base hit in his last at bat. Nick Stengler working from the stretch. And Arsenault swings over the top of that breaking ball, strike one. Austin, after swinging, you could tell he kind of just chuckled to himself.
That looked good.
Yeah. 0 on the count. Arsenault had pulled up like he was going to bunt real quick and pull back, and it's a called strike, and 0-2. We saw Joe Stengler there too, Don. He watches those runners over at first base, doesn't he? He snapped one over to Ty Reller, and Aaron Eink had a hustle back.
I like watching that. Throw behind that runner.
Yeah. The 0-2 to Arsenault. Strike three called, and he is caught looking two outs. Here's Taylor Ferre. Taylor Ferre so far today, 1-for-1 with a walk. The Flames trail by a run here in the fourth, 3-2. Eink will take his lead over at first. And the pitch, Ferre drills it into right field. That's a base hit. Aaron Eink going to move up to second. That's it. And Taylor Ferre, 2-for-2 today.
Nice piece of hitting by Ferre.
Recognizing that hole is so big on that right side.
Yeah, that is huge, isn't it? Took that pitch and just drove it to right field.
And here's Isaac Knett. Isaac 1-for-1 today with a walk. Talking about home runs, he's had one in this tournament. And his bat drives this to left field. Coming in Rademacher to make the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Flames in the fourth. No runs, two hits, no errors, two left on. We played four, New Munich three, Farming two. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
For all your concrete needs for your home, farm, or business, the place to go is Worms Lumber and Ready Mix, with three locations to serve you better. New Munich, Sauk Center, and Long Prairie. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix produces a number of precast concrete products for farm use. They manufacture slated floors, H-style feed bunks, J-style feed bunks, and bunker-style wall sections. For your home, they can pour driveways, sidewalks, and patios. When it comes to concrete, it's Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. No job is too big or small. Phone them at 320-837-5288 or check online at wormsreadymix.com. Worms Lumber and Ready Mix. They appreciate your business and thank you. Stony Creek Dairy is a five-generation family dairy farm located between Greenwald and Spring Hill. Over these five generations, they have taken pride in producing dairy and beef products using unnecessary hormones. They believe that hormone-free methods provide a higher quality product with a natural taste and flavor to you, the consumer. Plus, their vat pasteurization method gives milk a very unique, natural, full-bodied flavor. Look for Stony Creek Dairy products in your local grocery dairy coolers. Stony Creek Dairy wishes the best of luck to all area teams in this year's baseball tournaments.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Welcome back to Richmond as we have some defensive changes for the Farming Flames. By the way, if you come to Richmond, you can actually see Kirby Hemish working. He is frying hamburgers today, so you might want to take a picture of that. Kirby is actually working today, and if you want to take a picture, you can do that. All right, defensive changes for Farming, Don.
Will Mergen will go into left field. He'll be in Adam Winkle's spot. Ethan Avitra will take over mound duties, and Nick Mergen will go to third base.
Yes,
I think that was it.
Joe Stangler at the plate, and the first pitch to Joe. He folds it back and out of play, and the count at 0-1 to Joe. The ball is one strike. Joe Stangler, Jacob Hinnenkamp, and Hunter Rademacher, the scheduled hitters here in the fifth, the 3-2 New Munich lead.
So we'll insert Will Mergen in Adam Winkle's spot, I believe. Yes, we will.
And Adams was being DH for.
Yes.
Pitch a strike call to Joe Stangler, and now one ball, two strikes to Joe. 1-2, Navratil's pitch, fastball right back up the middle. That was scorched by Ethan Navratil's head. And Joe Stangler with a base hit. We've seen some shots back at pitchers here in the tournament. Jacob Hinnenkamp with a double today. He's 1-for-1, walked in his first at bat. Ethan Navratil works from the stretch. You kind of wonder what kind of adrenaline these New Munich Silver Streaks are running on, because starting at about quarter after three yesterday, they started playing Spring Hill, and you got that rain delay in there, and then they come back and win one, and then you go play last night, and just an exciting 1-0 victory, and get a little sleep in, and you're back at it again this morning. Unreal.
You go to bed at night like that, you're thinking for a while.
Oh, I'd be tossing and turning. Yeah. One ball, one strike. And the pitch a little bit low in 2-1. Two won the count. Nobody out for New Munich here in the fifth. Hinnenkamp pops this one up in the infield. At third, Nick Mergen doing a little polka and makes a catch for the out as he was straddling third base a lot.
Get out of my way here. I just about tripped over it. And doing a little polka.
The catch made by Nick Mergen, one out. It looked like it was in foul territory.
That was a Polish hop, I think.
That's right. So one out and left-handed hitting Hunter Rademacher in the batter's box. And Hunter takes a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Hunter 0 for 2 today. Ethan Navratil kicks and delivers. There's a pitch that misses on the outside part of the plate, and 1-1. Of course, Hunter and brother Peyton, sons of Tony Rademacher. Tony played for many years here for this New Munich team and saw Tony yesterday. Here's a chopper to first. Tyler Schrader was going to field it, now flips to Navratil, and they're calling him safe at first. Oh, just confusion there by the Farming Flames as Tyler Schrader was chasing that ball. It was a little tapper down the line. And we're waiting for an official score on that.
You almost got to give him a hit on that, don't you?
I think you just about do have to give him a hit. Yeah. I mean, there was no air.
No.
It's just.
He beat it out.
So we're going to.
Decision on the first baseman and pitcher, even Ethan Navratil. I think Ethan was going to take it, and Schrader come ahead and backed up again, so they both didn't know.
Here's Will Funk, ground ball deep short. Taylor Foray bobbles it once and twice, and everybody's safe. And that'll load them up for New Munich here in the fifth on the air by the Farming shortstop. That definitely was a potential force play.
Yes, it was.
And here's Nick Stengler with the bases loaded. New Munich leading 3-2, threatening for more here in the fifth.
Had a hard time turning that.
Ground ball to Foray. He's going to come home. Are they going to get the force? Safe. They're saying Colt has pulled his foot before.
And he did. You could see it come up here. We had a good vantage point from here.
Yeah, he was off that far. That's the fielder's choice, yeah.
He went out to meet the baller at home plate, and it took his foot ahead of the plate. Into
just a fielder's choice, no air on the play. So coming in to score is Joe Stengler. It's now 4-2. Base is still loaded, and Chad Funk at the plate. Strike call to Chad, 0-1. So one run in the inning. The base is still loaded. And Ethan Navratil trying to work out of this jam. One out. Funk will take a strike on the inside corner. And now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. 0-2 the count. Here's Navratil's pitch. Funk ground ball to third. Coming home again is Nick Mergen. That time they're going to call him out, but Zach Koltis was snow coning that ball in his glove.
See where the ball was laying on top of his glove? He didn't really have it in the pocket. It was just kind of laying on top of that crease in that catcher's mitt, and it stayed on there.
So they get the force out at home. Scored 5-2. Funk becomes the base runner. Hunter Rademacher forced out. Here's the lefty Ty Reller. Reller taps it foul at the plate in the count. And 0-1 to Ty.
Is that the eighth inning or ninth inning yesterday? We had that bases clearing double tie. Is that the 4-run or five-run inning?
You know, I don't remember.
I'm not sure either.
Reller takes high for a ball. And the count, one ball, one strike. In the ninth inning yesterday.
Yeah, you're right.
1-1 the count. Bases loaded. The pitch to Reller. Ground ball to second. Up with a net over to first. 4-3 in the putout of Reller, and that'll end the fifth. Scoring one run is New Munich. One run on two hits. There was an error and three left on base. After 4.5, it's New Munich 4, Farming 2. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, we've got the strength and stability of Grinnell Mutual behind us. So whatever the future holds, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company will be there to protect what's important to you and your family so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. Broadcasting from the Minnesota Soybean Research and Promotion Council studio, powered by the Soybean Checkoff, you're listening to your dependable neighbor, AM 1150 KASM Albany, FM 105.5 HD2 KDDG Albany, and KASM Albany on FM 107.7 day and night. Mix of clouds and sun in central Minnesota, 75 degrees, and east to northeast winds at 4 miles an hour. Back to more amateur baseball with Randy and Don on KASM Radio.
Thank you, Brad. A little after 12 noon here in Richmond, bottom of the fifth inning. A 4-2 ball game, and Farming will send Ethan Navratil, Tyler Schrader, and Brad Mergen to the plate. Three left-handers facing Nick Stangler. Nick has done a great job on the mound.
Yes, he has.
Giving up the two runs on six hits so far. And this is Nick's first appearance in the region, isn't it? He has not pitched yet for New Munich.
I have not seen him pitch yet, nope.
Ethan Navratil. Ethan is 1-for-2 today, and the breaking ball is low for a ball, 1-0.
Gave up the two runs in the first inning. That's all Nick has given up so far.
1-0, Navratil pops this one up. Shallow center field, coming hard, is hitting camp, and he's not going to get it, as that's going to drop. So I think both Will and Chad were fooled by how deep that ball was hit, Don.
Yeah, it wasn't hit very far,
was
it?
No,
I thought it was going to go further than that, too, but that one hung up in the air, short center field. Well, that was another one in no man's land.
So Ethan Navratil, two hits today. And Tyler Schrader at the plate. Tyler 0-for-2. New Munich leading 4-2 here in the fifth. And the breaking ball to Tyler Schrader is a strike, 0-1. The count. This the final day of Region 15C baseball. It's state tournament time next weekend. Inside to Tyler Schrader in 1-1. One ball, one strike. The kick, the pitch. Here's a ground ball hit slowly to second. Chad Funk, his only play is to first, the underhand flip. And one out.
Yeah, that's something you haven't seen, like you said before, Chad, with the underhand flip. You know, he's not too used to that. He's got a pretty much sidearm throw, but does a nice job playing at second base.
He does. At the plate, Brad Mergen. Here's Nick Stangler's pitch to Brad. That's a strike called in 0-1. Looks like Watkins is playing Foley now over in Region 11C. That's a seeding game. Sartell will be the team that the winner of that ball game plays. So loser of Watkins Foley is number 3 seed. They have four teams going out of 11C. Cold Spring Rockies are the number 4 seed. Brad Mergen at the plate, 0-for-2 today. A couple ground balls to second. That's where Navratil's hanging out right now at second, and Brad will foul this one back.
Could have been in the food tent.
That was right by the food tent. Scorching foul ball. Ball and two strikes. The pitch. Mergen forced to wait on that breaking ball. Jeff Mergen has one go by him down the first base line.
Jeff kind of whiffed on that one, didn't he?
Didn't get his hands on the ground.
Come on, Jeff, you're an infielder. Get down on it.
One ball, two strikes. One out, one on. The glance to second. The pitch, a swing and a miss. Mergen's out on strikes. Two outs. And Nick Stengler today with his second strikeout. And here's third baseman Nick Mergen. Nick so far today, 0 for 2. He's got a home run in the tournament.
Yes, he does. That was in Farming, wasn't it?
And he drills this up the middle. This will be interesting now. They're going to send Ethan Navratil. Here comes Jacob Hinnekamp's throw. It's cut off by Reller. And 4-3 our score in the RBI single by Nick Mergen.
Two-out base hit by Nick Mergen. Brings this game close. 4-3 now.
And it'll bring catcher Zach Koltis to the plate. Koltis is 0 for 2 today. And Zach had to take those shin guards off. He's back into the box. And the pitch from Nick Stengler. Koltis way out in front of that off speed and strike one. 0-1 the count. The base runner, Nick Mergen, at first. Nick's got some good speed. We'll see if Dale Schrader wants to start him at some point. Stengler holds him. He goes. Here's Stangler's throw. It's in plenty of time, and Nick Mergen is caught stealing. So the stolen base attempt goes for naught, and Farming scores one run on two hits, no errors, and no one left on base. We played five innings. It's New Munich 4 and Farming 3. More baseball coming up in 1 minute on KASM.
For some good conversation and a favorite beer, pop, or mixed drink, stop by Corky's Bar in Richmond. Corky always has the latest scoop on the Richmond Royals and your favorite Minnesota sports teams. Corky's Bar plays host to a weekly meat raffle on Saturday afternoon at 1:30. There's happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. And if you like gaming, Corky's Bar has electronic pull tabs. You can do it, Richmond Royals, from everyone at Corky's Bar in Richmond.
Delivering a crystal clear TV picture, reliable phone service, and unparalleled internet speeds wouldn't be possible without you. At Albany Mutual Telephone, we are grateful for you, our customer, for choosing us as your service provider. As a member of the co-op, the investment you make through subscribing to our technology services makes a bigger impact in our local community than getting your service through a big box provider. People like you make it happen and make our community strong. Thanks for your patronage. Albany Mutual Telephone, technology all the way home. 320-845-2101.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
I don't know who's wearing this.
All right, we are back here at Richmond.
Looks like Jimmy Toole's going to get a little throwing in down there, yeah, along with Nolan Sand.
As we begin the sixth inning, 4-3 our score. New Munich leading Farming. For New Munich, it'll be third baseman Tanner Reeland and Logan Funk and Joe Stengler. There's a strike to Tanner Reeland as he tried to maybe drag one down that third baseline, and 0-1. 0-1 the count. Here's a swing and a miss at the pitch in the dirt, and 0-2 to Tanner. That wind blowing from right to left here at Richmond Royals Park. Still got fans coming in here this afternoon. 0-2 to Reeland. Navratil's pitch. Inside a ball and 1-2. Well, actually, this is not Tanner. It is? Okay. Tanner Reeland fouls it at the plate. And the count, one ball, two strikes. One, two, the count. And strike three called. Tanner gets caught looking. Logan Funk to the plate. Logan, one for two so far today. Takes a strike called, and 0-1 to Logan Funk. Pitches low for a ball. And one ball, one strike to Logan. Again, that pitch a little bit low. And 2-1. Two balls, one strike.
Got a dandy game going here, Randy.
We do.
4-3 after five so far.
And again, Ethan Navratil working quick. The pitch is low and inside, and count 3-1 to Logan Funk. Three balls, one strike. Funk a check swing, and that's called strike, and 3-2 now. Three balls, two strikes. One out, no one on. And Funk drives us down the left field line. That's going to go foul. Baseball over in Avon today. It's Nisswa and Fort Ripley playing for that 1-2 seed over in Avon. Buckman, the number 3 seed. Avon, the number 4 seed. Funk will pop this one up. Taylor Foray is going back from short, and that's going to fall between Foray and the left fielder for Farming, Will Mergen. Base hit for Logan Funk.
Didn't look like he's seen that right off the bat, did he?
No. No. That's a case, too. I think Taylor Foray saw the Will Mergen shadow at the very end,
yeah,
and
so
like
too.
Collision time. Here's Joe Stengler. Joe, one for two today.
Taylor was moving after that, though. I thought he had a chance.
I did, too.
I think that's why Mergen kind of hesitated to go a little bit faster after it, too.
Strike call to Joe Stengler and 0-1. Ethan Navratil working from that stretch. Delivers. Stengler fouls it at the plate. And the count 0-2 to Joe. The balls, two strikes. Lake Henry, I haven't seen any Lakers. You have seen them?
Yep, they're walking towards the batting cage.
Okay,
there.
So they have entered the park. They're going to be playing the winner of this ball game right around 1:30 this afternoon. As the pitch comes, here's a ground ball to short. Looks like two. Foray to second for one. The relay to first. Pulls Schrader off the bag and safe at first is Joe Stengler as he was hustling down the line.
Bit of a fancy flip from the shortstop to the second baseman just with his glove. He did the glove flip and had to hurry his throw a little bit after that. Pulled
yep.
him off the bag at first base.
So Joe Stengler bouncing into that fielder's choice, 6-4. Logan Funk out on the plate, two outs, and leadoff hitter Jacob Hinnenkamp to the plate. Jacob so far today, 1-for-2. One oh the count as Jacob takes a ball, and here's Navratil's pitch. Bouncer up the middle. Taylor Foray has to charge. Throws to first in time to get the speedy Hinnenkamp. 6-3 on the putout, and that'll do it for New Munich here in the sixth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on base. We played 5.5. It's New Munich 4, Farming 3. More baseball coming up in a minute here on KASM.
Dairyland Supply is Central Minnesota's new and used farm equipment dealership located in Sauk Center. We specialize in various types of manure handling, TMR feed mixers, and much more suited for today's farmers. Give us a call at 800-338-6455 for your equipment, parts, and service needs. If you have a barn, we have a solution.
Dairyland Supply Sauk Center is looking for a service technician. Contact Gordon Barton or phone 320-352-3987 for details.
Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie. American staples and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op.
Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for your soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Region Baseball brought to you by Ecker Feed Service over in New Munich, Dairyland Supply of Sox Center, New Munich Meats, Albany Family Dentistry, Kensington Insurance Agency, and Al Rosa in Belgrade, Promotional Resources Incorporated over in St. Joseph, Stony Creek Dairy, Trapper's Pub and Grub in Farming, West Central Sanitation, the Freeport State Bank, Lake Henry Implement, Meyer Grove Co-op and QPC Store, Shady's Bar and Grill in New Munich, Grove Mutual Insurance in Meyer Grove, Central Minnesota Realty, Central Minnesota Insurance of Painesville, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Painesville Mutual Insurance, and Worms Lumber and Ready Mix in New Munich, Sox Center in Long Prairie. Zach Koltis at the plate. Zach was at the plate last inning when Nick Mergen was caught stealing. And the pitch to Koltis, outside of ball, 1-0.
A lot of credit to Joe Stangler behind the plate, throwing out Mergen at second. That is quick.
He is quick. Yes, he is.
Good throw by Joe.
The 1-0 pitch, and Koltis drives this to right center field. Nobody's going to get that as it goes off the fence. Zach Koltis digging for two, and he's going to go in standing up with a double as that came very close to leaving the park and tying this up.
Boy, he hit that right on the button, Zach Koltis. I've been watching Zach. He's got a couple pinch hit appearances. He hits the ball well.
Yes, he does. He certainly does. That'll bring Aaron Eink to the plate, and we'll see if Dale Schrader is going to try to move Zach Koltis maybe to third base.
There was a big hole over there between first and second if you want to punch it that way.
That's right. That's right. Nick Stangler delivers. Aaron Eink puts a great bunt down the first baseline. Stangler has to wind and fire, and he gets Aaron Eink by a step. I mean, seriously, Don, Nick Stangler never really looked at first base, did he? He turned and cranked it.
Yeah, he didn't have a chance to look at first base. He had to get that ball down there quickly, and good stretch by Ty Reller over there at first base to get him.
Sacrifice bunt moves Koltis over to third. One out, and Austin Arsenault comes to the plate.
Pinch runner here. Kerry Shea will pinch run for Zach.
So Kerry Shea maybe gives the Flames a little bit more speed on the base paths, and I think what Farming's going through too, or actually what New Munich's going through right now on the mound, is they know Austin Arsenault's a good bunter. What happens with the squeeze here? What do we do?
There you go.
As we are in the bottom of the sixth inning, looks like that infield just about in on the grass. They're going to play up. Looking to keep that runner at third. At the plate, Austin Arsenault. And the pitch from Stangler is a strike at the knees, 0-1.
You definitely got to be on the same page here if this is what you want to do.
0-1 the count to Austin Arsenault. On deck, it's Taylor Foray. Nick Stangler's pitch. Arsenault pushes it down the first baseline. It's Reller charging. He tries to barehand and flip to Stangler, and he can't. It was a safety squeeze.
Yes,
and coming in to score is the pinch runner, Shea. And Austin Arsenault does the job with a hit. Hit down the first baseline.
Wow, that was a nice bunt, wasn't it?
What a great bunt by Austin.
They probably would have had a play if Ty comes up with a
cleanly. If he comes up.
It with the same
exactly, exactly.
Because he would have never got an overhand throw at him.
But then Stangler would have had to put the tag on him too, right?
Yes, he would have.
So we are tied 4-4 here in the sixth, and Taylor Foray at the plate. Straight call to Taylor in 0-1. Newalds, one strike. Nick Stangler looks to first and comes home, and the pitch is a strike called, and 0-2 to Foray. Isaac Nett on deck. 0-2 the count to Taylor for Ray. Nick Stangler ready. Looks to first and comes home. Ferrey will protect the plate, fouling this one off, and that's off a couple vehicles there. Hits the tire of one, bounces off the other one. Maybe just a little paint touch-up for Leo's Autobody and Glass and Beautiful Downtown Farming, right?
Probably a little tire scuff on one of it. Yeah. So.
Jolene will take that nice little cloth that she has and shine it up. 0-2 the count to Taylor Ferrey. Pitches high for a ball and 1-2.
Good time of the year for them, isn't it?
It is. Yep, they love region baseball. and deer season.
And deer season.
Yep, that's right. And they love hail. well, I mean, that's their job.
There you go.
That's right. Ferrey loops it to right. Coming in, Logan Funk. He can't make the catch, but he decoyed the base runner, Arsenault, in the throw to second, not in time. What a great decoy by Logan Funk, though, to just freeze Austin Arsenault. He slides in safe at second.
Good throw at second base there. I think they have a chance.
Exactly. So singles here for the Farming Flames by Austin Arsenault. That bunt single, Taylor Ferrey. First and second, Isaac Nett to the plate. We are tied at 4 in the sixth.
Still only one out.
Zach Koltis led the inning off with a double. This is a seeding game for the state tournament. Loser gets the number 3 seed. Winner has the chance for a 1 seed. Pitch to Isaac Nett, a ball, 1-0. Nick Stangler ready. Looks to second, and his pitch, Nett drills it to first. Reller knocks it down. To second for one, there will be no relay. But a nice play by Ty Reller, and the fielder's choice by Isaac Nett. Now the Flames with runners at first and third.
Boy, Isaac hits the ball hard, doesn't he?
Everything is solid.
One hop, yep. Beautiful swing.
Ethan Navratil is up at the plate. Ethan, 2 for 3 today.
Another fun one to watch here, Ethan.
Gary Ottman, the PA announcer. It took me like 5 years to figure it out. Ethan's got two older sisters and all the high school sports that the kids have been through. Yeah, that last name, you got to let it flow, Navratil.
Navratil.
There we go, yeah.
We try to make more out of it, don't we?
That's right, that's right. 1-0 the count to Ethan. First and third, those runners. Here's Nick Stangler's pitch, and Navratil fouls this one right over the grandstand. That just missed the top of it. Somebody was coming out of the restroom, and that ball went right by him. 1-1 the count. A lot of targets here at the baseball park. Net goes. Navratil takes high. The throw to second. Not in time as Wilfunk comes in front of the base runner. And Isaac now puts himself in scoring position. Two outs, two on for Farming here in the sixth. A tie game, 4-4. Nick Stangler ready. The 2-1 pitch coming to Navratil. There's a strike called and 2-2. Tyler Schrader on deck. 2-2 the count. Here's Stangler's pitch. Navratil, whoa, slices that right by the third base dugout. I don't know if that made it over the fence or not.
It did
make it over the fence yet. Ooh.
That's a tough one.
Right by the rescue squad. Okay. The 2-2 coming. Navratil drives this to right center field, and that one is caught.
Trapped it.
Is it trapped?
I think so. Huh?
They called a trap. Okay. Wow. What a effort by Jacob Hinnenkamp. Ethan Navratil drives in two. But that ball, Hinnenkamp obviously not arguing his case at all, so he did trap it.
Good effort by
Ho.
Camp in center field. Oh, he hit that on a rope again, didn't he?
Yes, he did. So that hit by Ethan scores two.
Joe Hoppe will go out and have a visit here with his pitcher, Nick.
Stangler, of course, has gone the first five and two-thirds here. We have had activity in the bullpen. Jimmy Toole, Nolan Sand warming up, and they're going to bring in Nolan Sand here. So Nolan Sand in relief of Nick Stangler. See if the Silver Streaks do something different with their defense or not. But we got a pitching change. Let's take a one-minute timeout here on KASM.
St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency look forward to providing their customers that great old-fashioned service you've come to expect. Looking for answers to financial questions? Stop and talk with Joel Schmitz, and he'll be happy to lend you good, sound advice. For insurance, stop in and see their local agents. They'll be more than happy to review your current policies to make sure you're fully covered. Swing in and visit the professionals at St. Martin National Bank and St. Martin Insurance Agency today.
Babrell has been serving the area for 50 years with quality steel roofing and siding panels and more. Babrell and Kramer Lumber and Melrose partner together to offer you superior service and an industry-leading product line. Babrell comes in a variety of colors and profiles to fit your needs for commercial, residential, or agriculture building needs. Kramer Lumber supplies a wide variety of Babrell products, including steel and aluminum panels for siding and roofing, trim, and other important accessories. Kramer Lumber offering quality building since 1958. For all your building needs, make Kramer Lumber and Melrose your stop.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM, Chasm.
Region Baseball brought to you by the Greenwald Pub, El Rosa Green and Feed, Pep's Pork of World Spring Hill, Falcon National Bank, the Sportsman's Den in Lake Henry, St. Martin National Bank and Insurance Agency, Cutzer Excavating, Virgil's Big Arena, Kramer Lumber True Value in Melrose, Scooters Trucking over in El Rosa, Lou's Auto Body and Glass and Farming, Gilk Plumbing Heating and Air Conditioning, LLC of Richmond, Albany Mutual Telephone, Rambo Incorporated, Corky's Bar here in Richmond, Albany Chrysler Center, and BNS Excavating in Belgrade. A pitching change for New Munich. Don?
Nolan Sand will take over the hill duties here for New Munich. He will be replacing Nick Stangler in the lineup also. Nick will come out of the game.
Big, tall left-hander, Nolan Sand, pitching with two outs. And a first offering to Tyler Schrader inside a ball, 1-0.
What luxury is this of a baseball team to have three pitchers from the left side?
Yeah, yeah.
Stangler, Tyreller, Nolan Sand.
1-0 the count. Sand's pitch, there's a strike, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Three runs in for Farming here in the sixth inning. They lead 6-4 over New Munich. Ethan Nabertil leads from first. Sand's pitch and a swing and a miss. Nolan Sand was on this year's Albany varsity team. So, of course, he was teammates with Ethan Nabertil and Isaac Nett. Now they're on opposing teams. One ball, two strikes, the count. The lefty Sand will step off that pitching rubber and back to first goes Nabertil. As Nolan and Ethan kind of chuckling at each other.
That's fun to see, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Tyler Schrader takes high for a ball. That one goes over Joe Stangler's glove and off the end of it. And wild pitch will allow Ethan Nabertil to go to second.
Paul and Lisa are out in Bismarck. Watching some baseball out there, I'm sure.
And they're waiting for the pool play to be done today to see if Albany is going to qualify for Tuesday's games. The top six teams go into some playoff baseball on Tuesday. They take three teams out of each of the two pools. Three balls, two strikes to Tyler Schrader. Two outs. Sandel look back to second, and he comes home, and Schrader pops this one up right in front of us here at the press box. Reeland coming over, Stangler over, and it falls to the ground before they get here. The count, 3-2. New life for Tyler Schrader. Brad Mergen on deck.
Blaine and Coach were all over that one, Randy. Did you see that?
They were. They were here to protect us. 3-2 the count. Sand again taking some time, and now Schrader calls for time at the plate. Ethan Navratil taking his lead out at second. Sand ready to go on the mound. The lefty's pitch, and Schrader will follow that to the backstop, and the count at 3-2 yet. Six runs, 12 hits for the Flames, one error. Four runs, six hits for New Munich, and no errors. As Schrader swings and misses, he's out on strikes. And that'll end the farming sixth inning, but a big sixth inning as they score three runs here in the inning on four hits. There were no errors and one left on base. Six complete here in Richmond, farming six, New Munich four. More baseball coming up in a minute on KASM.
For all of your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area. They specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tilling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55 northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to the area teams in this year's baseball tournament.
Hey, that's a really nice water bottle.
You think? Check out this t-shirt, too.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
I got it from Promotional Resources, Inc. They made our entire company's cool new shirts and water bottles with our logo on them. As they say, they're in the business of promoting your business. You should check them out.
I will. How do I find them?
Go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net. They'll hook your business up with almost any promotional item you can think of. And you can get 15% off if you mention you heard this ad on Chasm. Promotional Resources, Inc. In the business of promoting your business.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
Ah, yes, having a lot of fun here at Richmond this afternoon as Hunter Rademacher steps up to the plate. Our listeners listen close.
They do.
Yes.
We can't make too many mistakes.
No,
you cannot
make mistakes. Of course.
Fun to see the... See people we haven't seen for a long time. You know, it's kind of a reunion, this regional tournament, isn't it?
It is. It is. Here's a bunt that goes followed by Hunter Rademacher and 0-1. The ball is one strike. It'll be Rademacher, Will Funk, Nick Stengler here in the seventh inning, 6-4 farming lead. Ethan Navratil on the mound. And the pitch to Rademacher is low for a ball and 1-1. Ethan Navratil came on last inning in relief of Adam Winkles. Or actually two innings ago already.
Two innings, yes.
Yeah, Ethan, this is his third inning of work?
This is starting his third, yes.
And this pitch fouled back and out of play by Hunter Rademacher. And to Hunter, one ball, two strikes. The pitch to Rademacher, a swing and a miss. He's out on strikes. Came with that fastball just a little bit high in the strike zone, but as a hitter, that looks so good.
It does look good at you, but if he hits it, he just fists himself, I think, pretty bad on that one. But nice pitch by Ethan Navratil.
So with one out... Will Funk to the plate. Will, so far today, 1-for-3. He had a three-run home run back in the third to give the Silver Streaks a lead, and he's trying to bunt his way on, and it goes foul, 0-1.
Keeping that third baseman honest over there. Don't want him to play too deep on him.
Will Funk and Nick Mergen know each other well, and those two both wrestlers, too, for Will for Sox Center and Nick for Albany. And state tournament wrestlers. We're in the state tournament as wrestlers.
Will Funk was a wrestler, okay.
Or Nick Mergen and Will Funk. Okay. Will Funk was a very good wrestler. Yes, he was. 0-2 the count. Pitch is low and away and 1-2.
Did you wrestle in your high school career?
Never did. Nope. Never did.
Football?
Never did.
Well, we're on the same page so far.
And that's right. One ball, or actually that in the dirt, two balls, two strikes. Two the count to Will Funk. Here's Navratil's pitch. There's strike three called, and he is caught looking. Navratil with a couple strikeouts here in the inning. And Nolan Sand will bat.
He's a right-handed hitter. I guess I didn't see that.
Throws left, bats right.
Long stance in the box also.
Nolan actually one of the Albany Huskies' better hitters this past year for the high school team. Takes a ball high, 1-0. Navratil's pitch, and Sand will take a strike there, and 1-1. One ball, one strike. Ethan Navratil delivers, and the strike on the inside corner to Nolan Sand. And now one ball, two strikes. 1-2 the count. Ethan Navratil kicks and delivers, and Sand swings at the pitch in the dirt. Coltis chases it. Here's the throw to first, and in time to get Nolan Sand. That will end the seventh as Navratil strikes out the side. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on. 6.5. It's Farming 6 in Dominick 4. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
Hi, this is Jeff Bertram from West Central Sanitation. Your good neighbors you've come to trust. I'm here at the Farming and Richmond baseball fields, two of our satisfied customers, and the fields are looking great for the Region 15C baseball tournament. We wish all the tournament teams, players, and fans all the best. Nothing's better than great baseball, great competitive pricing and services from a local refuse and recycling service company, West Central Sanitation. Call West Central Sanitation today at 1-800-246-7630.
Are you in need of excavating work? Then you need to call Chris at Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area since 1996. They are licensed, bonded, and insured, and can get the job done right for you. From commercial to ag and residential, you can depend on Cutzer Excavating. They handle water, septic systems, site prep, driveways, Class 5, basements, dozier, backhoe, demolition, and so much more. They are available for you. Give Chris a call at 320-980-0015. Cutzer Excavating, serving the local area.